Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma, from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondra is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondra.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here every Sunday evening to help you conquer your vision loss. And we have a special now on Healthy Vision. The last Sunday of every month, instead of having a guest on Healthy Vision, the show will be open for all your questions. So you can tune in to Healthy Vision and ask me a question regarding your eye and vision problem. But I'm really excited this evening. I have a wonderful alternative doctor as my guest. He's Dr. Frank Pettenberger. He's a leader in alternative medicine, and he uses many breakthrough cures that you would hear about from mainstream medicine or other alternative or anti-aging doctors. And he's considered one of the leading authorities on oxidative therapies and how they can improve your health and vision. So, Dr. Schallenberg, it's a real pleasure to have you on Healthy Vision.
Nice to be with you, Ed.
Well, let's start a little about yourself. You have a very big alternative practice in Nevada. And how did you make the switch from traditional Western medicine to the alternative aspects?
Well, that happened an awfully long time ago. And I started out as a primary care physician. I guess I still am. But I started out as a primary care physician back in the 70s. And, you know, I wasn't too long before I realized that so many of the things that I was taught in medical school to do in terms of treatment for people, you know, had a lot of side effects associated with it. And somebody'd have one medical condition, and I'd go ahead and give them a medication for that, and then darn if they wouldn't have a side effect from the medication. I had to give a medication to deal with the side effect from the first medication, and or switch their medications all around. And I did this for 6 months, and I thought, you know, this is just not satisfying at all. The other issue that I had was that my previous training in medicine had been in acute care, in emergency rooms. And, you know, I was used to actually fixing the problem. So if a patient were coming with a laceration, you know, we'd literally fix it, and then 6 months later he doesn't have the laceration anymore. It's gone. It's healed. And so I had that mentality of people ought to actually be healed, that they ought to actually be cured of their condition rather than just medicated endlessly for it. So, yeah, being unsatisfied with those two aspects, I just, back in the 70s, I started looking around for alternatives. What else might there be out there that I didn't learn in medical school? And I got very lucky, Ed, because I was in San Francisco. I was in training in San Francisco at the time. And Linus Pauling, who was down in Santa Clara and was very interested in alternative medicine back then, was running a study group in San Francisco that met every month. And so I just started going to that study group, and there were quite a few doctors in there, and I just learned an awful lot of stuff that they don't teach you in medical school. And among them, I just learned, you know, the power of, say, nutrients and vitamins and things like that, things that they just never taught me in medical school. So that's how I kind of got into it. I started incorporating some of these things in my practice. Lo and behold, they really worked, and I was just so pleased to see that, in fact, there are ways that you can actually cure people without even using medication. So that's how I got into this story.
Yeah, listening to you kind of brings back memories of, you know, the life when I worked as a traditional ophthalmologist. I thought I had all the skills and training to really help people, but it was frustrating when you used a lot of pharmaceutical drops and techniques that just don't turn their vision around. And, of course, a lot of eye surgery works well, but side effects of the surgery and long-term complications that I would see in my practice. So that convinced me to go to alternative ways. I know that you use a lot of different modality practice, and I'd really like to focus this interview on, I think it's one of your favorites, it's oxidative treatments. So for the listeners who may not be familiar with that term, I wonder if you could kind of bring everybody up to speed on what exactly is oxidative therapies.
Well, it's a big topic, and so I'll see what I can do in a relatively short amount of time. In one way, it's pretty easy to understand. When we talk about oxidative therapies, we're talking about therapies that have to do with oxygen. And as I'm sure every listener out there knows, of all the nutrients that the human body takes in, there's nothing even remotely as critical as oxygen. That's the, by far and away, the most important nutrient we can take in. And the reason it's so important is because that it only does one thing, and that is that it powers up each and every cell in the body. Without oxygen, the cell can't survive, even minutes. So the cell needs oxygen. What that cell is going to do is it's going to convert the oxygen into energy, and then that's the energy that the cell is going to use to do whatever it does. Now, there are cells that... you know, cells have lots of things to do. They, for one, they reproduce themselves. For two, they repair injuries and they repair damage. For three, they detoxify. For four, they do things. They serve a purpose. They make things like a hormone cell will make a hormone. A brain cell will make a brain chemical. And a muscle cell will stretch and relax. And so all cells have these functions that they do. And every single cell can only do those functions corresponding to how much oxygen or how efficiently they can use oxygen. And what happens is the thing that causes people's bodies to break down, the thing that primarily, fundamentally causes things to break or not work or not get fixed in the human body is an inability for the cells in that part of the body to utilize oxygen in an efficient way so as to produce the energy required for the healing to take place. So when doctors see a patient and the patient won't get well, say they injured themselves or say they've got some sort of infection and they won't get well, they won't, their body won't cure them of that infection. Ultimately, at the bottom line, the cause is because they can't process and oxygen efficiently enough to produce the energy that's involved in healing that condition. So what oxidative therapies are is they're therapies that are oriented around turning that around, reversing that, so that cells can actually start producing energy efficiently from the oxygen they're getting. And in that way, they can heal. They can actually cure themselves of the problem. But without that, if we can't do that, patients just will never get better.
Well, you know, Frank, I just love your explanation, and it's so simple. You know, I think both of us agree the body has the ability to heal, but if you don't have that key ingredient, oxygen, the body's not going to be able to regenerate and heal. We're coming up to a break. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. You're listening to Healthy Vision, and my guest is Dr. Frank Schallenberger, who's a leading alternative medical doctor, and we're discussing a therapy called oxidative therapy. And this is a therapy in which we bring oxygen into the body to help direct it to certain specific areas to help the body regenerate and heal. And when we come back, Dr. Schallenberg is going to continue his discussion. And just to let you know that we do have a special program on Healthy Vision. The last Sunday of every month, instead of having a guest, it's going to be Ask Dr. Kondrat a Question. You have an opportunity to call into the show and ask me your question regarding your eye problem. So you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and with me is Dr. Frank Schallenberger, and we're going to be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Do you have dry eyes? Trouble with burning, itching, or focusing? Expensive dry eye drops not helping? Good news for your dry, sore, burning eyes. Dr. Kondrat's new dry eye support can help. This special formulation contains plant-based omega oils, a proprietary blend of green food supplements, digestive enzymes, and other vitamins to help your dry eye problem. Order now and save 20%, and you will also receive the 1995 Alternative Treatments to Dry Eye webinar free. Call now to order 800-430-9328. Save 20%, and you will receive his 1995 Alternative Treatments to Dry Eye webinar free. Call 800-430-9328. Don't delay. Begin now to improve your vision and your health. Call 800-430-9328. Save 20%, and you will receive his 1995 Alternative Treatments to Dry Eye webinar free. 800-430-9328. This special limited to three per order. Offer expires December 31st. That's 800-430-9328. Call now.
Call Dr. Kondrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Kondrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of three best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Kondrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
This is Dr. Edward Kondrat. I recently finished a grueling backpacking trip with my friend Dr. Robert Rowan, editor of Second Opinion Newsletter. He is a nonstop walking, talking encyclopedia of natural healing. I learned more hiking with him than most of my medical meetings. I traveled from Tampa to join him on this trek in the high Sierras of California, incurring over $1,000 in expenses for this trip with airfare and investment in the latest camping equipment. But you can have the same experience by subscribing to Dr. Rowan's phenomenal newsletter. For only $39, you can have Second Opinion delivered right to your door each month. Call today and you will get five free special reports. Just call 800-791-3445 to subscribe. Please take advantage of this special offer. I guarantee you will not incur the aching muscles like I got. Call 800-791-3445 for your own copy today. Next year, I might stay at home and just read the Second Opinion.
Attention women business owners looking for strategies to grow your business and build professional relationships with other successful women? Then we invite you to join the Phoenix chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners. NABO is one of the five most influential organizations in the Valley, according to the Business Journal. We offer many networking opportunities, business education seminars, and a nationally recognized mentoring program. For more info, go to nawbophx.org or call 602-772-4985. That's 602-772-4985.
Governor Jan Brewer had a few things to say about Dennis Willinchek's show, Legalese.
I really, really appreciate your station and your word and your format of getting out the kind of information that you provide to your listeners.
Oh, she likes it. Legalese, Wednesdays at 4.
Tune in to the Edward Woodson Show with me, your host, Edward Woodson. We'll talk business, politics, and the things that really make you mad.
Catch the Edward Woodson Show, weekdays from 5 to 6 a.m., only on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Log on and listen live, 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Dr. Frank. doctor and professional doctor, and we're talking about oxidative therapy. Explain to the listeners exactly what goes on treatment, and I think maybe some people might be confused and think it is that we're just administering oxygen, but it's different, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean that's a good point. I'm glad you raised that. It's completely different from taking oxygen. The idea is that the problem is not that the patients aren't getting enough oxygen. That's not the issue. They're getting plenty of oxygen. They're breathing. They're getting plenty of oxygen. The problem is that the body's cells aren't using the oxygen efficiently. And it's really analogous to imagine an engine in a car, where you've got good gasoline, you've got a good fuel pump, the gasoline getting to the cylinders, but because the car is out of tune, the engine's out of tune, the gasoline's getting wasted. It's not being used efficiently, and the car doesn't run well. So if you think of yourselves that way, that over time now, they'll get to this point where they're just not using the oxygen efficiently, and they're all slowing down. And the more they slow down, the less efficiently they can use the oxygen, kind of like a vicious cycle. And all of this is what's causing people to get sick. So now they go to see the doctor. The doctor wants to do something to help them get well again. And what he wants to do is he wants to give an oxidative type of therapy that, in effect, is going to tune up the cell, like tuning up the engine, so that now the cell can start to use oxygen more efficiently. And as it does that, it's going to be able to heal. So if people out there just kind of think about, oxidative therapies, and we've talked a little bit about how they're done, but think about oxidative therapies as a way to tune up the cells so that they start using the oxygen that patient is breathing in more efficiently, and then they start to heal. That's a really good way to think about oxidative therapy.
Yeah, I kind of like that analogy because I always thought of oxidative therapy as just administering the reactive form of oxygen. And I like your explanation that you're actually affecting the cell. So the cell is changing. So the cell is better able to utilize the existing oxygen. So it's not like you're just pushing this charged oxygen. The cell is better able to absorb and utilize the oxygen. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, that's exactly right. The problem can be compounded by if the person isn't getting enough oxygen. So if they have a lung condition, or if they have a circulatory or a heart condition wherein they can't get enough oxygen, it compounds the problem. But in essence, the problem can happen even in people with great lungs and great hearts and great circulation. They're getting plenty of oxygen to the cell. It's just that the cell can't use it efficiently.
Let's talk a little bit about the different types of oxidative treatments, and maybe you could share your perspective and maybe treatments that are better tolerated by patients.
The treatment that I prefer, Ed, is one that involves ozone. And, people, when they hear the word ozone, unless they know about this, they're going to associate that with pollution. But ozone, in the medical term, the actual scientific term of ozone doesn't refer to have anything to do with pollution. So let me explain to people what ozone is and why it works in this process. The oxygen that we breathe in, that's in the room air that we breathe in, consists of two oxygen atoms stuck together. So we call it O2. And the reason two oxygen atoms are found in nature stuck together is because individually, an oxygen atom all by itself doesn't have enough electrons to keep itself what we call balanced. So in nature, it just can't exist by itself. There's not enough electrons for it. So what it will do is it'll team up with another oxygen atom, and those two will share electrons. And that's just enough to make those two be nice and balanced. So nature prefers that. So all the oxygen that exists in nature in the gaseous form is always as O2. Well, what ozone is it's O3. In ozone, you have three oxygen atoms sharing the same amount of electrons that makes two oxygen atoms very happy. And what that means is that that third oxygen, two of those oxygen atoms want to kick the third one off, want to get rid of that third one so that they can be more happy, more balanced. So it's a very active form of oxygen. If I take ozone and inject it into, say, a human cell, it's going to be highly active. It's immediately, that third oxygen atom is going to be released and instantaneously start doing things. Whereas if I just inject oxygen into the cell, it's more or less just going to sit there and be stable. And so that's why when we have a problem utilizing oxygen, it's not enough just to go and breathe more oxygen. What we have to do is take something like ozone, which will instantaneously start stimulating that cell. And that's why ozone is a very powerful modality that we can use. We can use it in lots of different ways.
Now, can you explain a little more about why is the O3 more reactive? What does the O3 do in terms of stimulating this whole process and giving more oxygen to the body?
Well, so what's happened, just envision this, the patient's cells aren't utilizing oxygen very effectively, and the whole cell is starting to slow down. As the cell slows down, it in turn utilizes oxygen less efficiently, and it's kind of a vicious cycle that over time can get worse and worse and worse, and leading to disease and to an inability for the body to heal itself. So when ozone goes into the cell, it's going to produce what we call peroxide. It's going to immediately interact with a fat substance, typically in the membrane of the cell. But the cells have a lot of fat in them. And the ozone will react with that. It's going to produce what we call a peroxide. Those peroxides are very metabolically active. They will go in and they will stimulate the cell and change certain biochemical processes in the cell that will make it, cause it to start utilizing the oxygen that's in that cell in a much more efficient way. And so we'll start getting a healing. We'll start getting a turning around of this inability to process oxygen efficiently. And then as a result of that, the cell is going to start healing itself.
Now we're coming up to another break. You're listening to Dr. Edward Kondrat. I'm the host of Healthy Vision. My guest is Dr. Frank Schallenberger about oxidative therapies. And I have been using ozone therapies, oxidative therapies, in the treatment of many different types of eye diseases, including macular degeneration and glaucoma. There have been recently some good studies that have come out of Cuba to show that oxidative therapies can be extremely valuable in helping patients with chronic eye disease, in particular macular degeneration and glaucoma. So when we come back, we're going to be talking more about how you can find out more about these oxidative therapies, how you can locate a doctor that can help you. These therapies are really wonderful because they help the body. They stimulate the body to regenerate. They stimulate the body to heal without the side effects of different pharmaceutical drugs and drops, and also without surgical procedures or injections. So this is very exciting for those of you that might be listening who have a chronic eye problem and you're looking for more of an alternative or healthy approach. So this is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. We'll be back after this break.
NBC News Radio, I'm Melissa Rayberger. President Obama is to speak at this hour in Newtown, Connecticut. His aides say the president wrote a 12-minute speech. It is the fourth time Mr. Obama has had to travel to a community in mourning following a shooting massacre. State, local, and federal law enforcement investigators continue their methodical examination of clues, but have not yet said anything about a motive for the shooting deaths of 20 children. NBC's Chris Jansing reports those investigators have been especially deferential to families who lost loved ones.
I have to say, as I've been watching how all of this is being handled, they've been doing a tremendous job of really trying to protect the families who are going through something that none of us can even begin to imagine.
A state policeman has been assigned to each family to ensure their privacy. A six-year-old will be buried tomorrow. Noah Posner died while his twin sister Ariel in another classroom survived Friday's massacre. This is NBC News Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from KFNX Weather Center. Kind of a cloudy weekend for us, but it looks like this upcoming week will be better and warmer, if you like it that way anyway. Mostly clear tonight, and then tomorrow through Wednesday, sunny mid to upper 60s. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 58 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Dr. Carl Petrasso is a clinical psychologist and dream interpretation expert. For over 25 years, Dr. Carl has explained hundreds of dreams for celebrities, political figures, and people just like you. Dr. Carl is the author of the groundbreaking book, Dreaming for Success. The book tells you about the advice that is contained in your dreams and how that advice can change your life. To purchase the book, Dreaming for Success, or to schedule a consultation, visit drcarl.net. That's drcarl.net.
Nimbus American Bistro and Brewery was rated number one in Arizona for brewing by Food & Wine magazine in June of 2011. Now you can get Arizona's finest craft beers right here in Scottsdale. Nimbus American Bistro has all of them, and pints are just $3 during happy hour daily. Come try all of our beers and tell them After Hours sent you for a free soft pretzel. We are located in the shops at Seville on Indian Bend and Scottsdale Roads. For more info, please call 480-248-9212.
Call Dr. Condrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of three best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Every Sunday at 2 p.m., the Prepper Patch Show discusses self-reliance as a lifestyle and offers useful resources to help keep your family prepared for challenges you could face. The Prepper Patch Show, every Sunday at 2 p.m. Join Sandra R. Sunday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for My Versatile Life, a conversation about people and God and the wisdom to overcome challenging situations. My Versatile Life, Sunday at 6:30 p.m.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Improve your health and improve your vision. So, Frank, I wanted to ask you, maybe you could explain to the listeners the different types of oxidative therapies, what are your favorite ways of administering the ozone, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about your experiences.
Well, there are just multiple ways that you can use ozone molecule, and it sort of depends on the tissue you want to treat. You can use it in all kinds of conditions. One of the principal ways that we use it is directly into the bloodstream. And there's two ways that you can do that. One is by pulling blood out into a bottle or a plastic bag, the same way that you would if you were donating blood, for example. And then injecting the ozone, which is a gas now, injecting that into the bag with the blood. And then what's going to happen is it's going to react with the fats in that blood and produce these peroxides I was talking about. So once you've done that, you've got a bag full of peroxide. in the blood, and then you just, you know, hang that bag up and run it right back into the patient. So that's one way of systemically treating the whole body. Another way is that you can take what they call normal saline, which is commonly used in IV therapies and intravenous therapies, and you can bubble ozone gas through the IV normal saline, and it will actually correct up ozone molecules into the IV saline, and then you can run the IV in intravenously and get ozone in that way. You can get ozone into people as in an enema type of fashion. So we do that at the clinic a lot. We have a colon therapist that has this procedure called colonic therapy, where you irrigate the intestines through the rectum. It's very similar to an enema. And in the process of doing that, you can inject ozone, again, which is a gas, right into the intestines through the rectum, and it'll work that way. And that one is a particularly good one for any kind of bowel problem, or actually any kind of problem with the liver. You can also put ozone into a steam sauna, so that a patient can be sitting in a steam sauna, and then we can inject ozone gas into that sauna, and the ozone will be absorbed through the skin. So you can do topical absorption through the skin. That's great if you have obviously anything wrong with your skin. It's also good if there's any kind of condition where you would want to treat the entire body, but maybe they don't have great veins. So it'd be hard to do an intravenous type of treatment. You can take ozone, and you can infuse it into water, and they can drink that. You can infuse it into oils, particularly safflower oil, but also olive oil, but all kinds of oils, actually. And the ozone gets trapped in the oils. You can apply those oils topically to the skin or any kind of wound or problem area in the body. Or you can put the oil into a capsule and take it internally. You can inject those oils directly into a vaginal area. You can inject them into a rectum. We also take ozone as a gas and inject in painful areas in the body. And this is one of the ways that it's most effective is we inject it into knees. If people have degenerative disease of the knees, hips, neck, back, any problem area in the body that's painful and won't heal, you can inject ozone directly into those areas. There's just a multiplicity of ways that you can use this. And then you can also add, you can use combinations. So you can have a patient getting a sauna, getting it rectally, and getting it intravenously, all of which will take care of their particular condition. Every patient is different, so we just figure out which ones are going to benefit most from which version of the therapy, and then we do all those things in our clinic.
It's interesting, Frank. Our swimming pool at the Wellness Center in Florida has ozonated water. We don't use any chlorine. We have an ozone generator. And while you were talking about ozone therapy, I'm thinking, hey, when I'm in the hot tub and all that ozonated water is flowing around my body, I'm probably getting somewhat of a therapeutic effect. It's not very concentrated, but when you look at the surface area. And I'm also really big with ozonated eye drops. Ozonate saline, and patients administer that for dry eyes and chronic infections. It's just really wonderful. Way of rejuvenating the eye and taking care of really severe dry eye patients. The eye drops just don't work, and they're really at a loss. So I don't know if you're using that in Nevada, because now that I'm in Florida, I'm not seeing as many dry eye patients as I did when I was in Arizona. But I'm sure it's a big problem in Nevada. But I wanted to talk about your experience, since the show is Healthy Vision, and we have a lot of listeners that have eye problems. I know you have a lot of experience in treating eye patients, I wonder if you could comment not only on the use of ozone, but your integrative approach on treating someone with an ozone. So maybe let's start with just talking a little bit about your experience in using ozone with eye patients.
Yes, you know, I'm sure I don't have the experience that you would, being that it's your specialty, but about 20 years ago, we started treating patients with macular degeneration, both kinds, the wet kind and the dry kind, with ozone therapy. And in those cases, we specifically use that treatment where you take the blood out and you treat the blood, and then you put it back into the patient. And, you know, we've had fabulous success. I learned this first when there was a published study coming out of Italy back in, I think it was 1993, by Stan Cervina. And he described something like a 30% to 40% improvement in patients with both dry and wet versions of macular degeneration. And I was astounded by that. I thought, what? You're taking a condition that's supposed to do nothing but get worse, and you're actually improving them? And so we started using that, and I've been doing it ever since. So we're almost 22 years of doing of this therapy for macular degeneration, and it's astounding, just astounding how effective it is. I would tell patients, based upon this treatment, which, you know, you would do, say, once, maybe twice, but usually once a week. That's all. The whole thing only takes about an hour and a half. It's non-invasive. It's safe. It's easy to do. And, you know, within 6 to 8 weeks, in 100% of patients, within that short period of time, you would have absolutely shut down the progression of this disease. It will not, in 100% of patients, get any worse. And in approximately 50-60% of the patients, we actually did better, do better than Stan Cervina, but in 50-60% of the patients, there was the you know, a noticeable improvement in their vision. And it doesn't really much matter whether it's the wet or the dry kind. They see improvement in both kinds. So that's just a remarkable therapy for macular degeneration. So we see a lot of patients for that.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Frank. It's just a wonderful therapy for macular degeneration, especially if, you know, as the listeners know, that macular degeneration is a condition that's not supposed to get better with time. It just gets worse.
Right.
So if you can have a therapy that can reverse it, that can improve vision, there's no question that it improves vision. I'm just shocked that more people in the medical profession, including traditional ophthalmologists, aren't recommending it and utilizing it in patients that are suffering from this condition. So I think that, you know, those of us that are doing oxidative therapies, we've really got to get the word out.
Yes, yeah.
That, you know, these therapies do work and they can help. So you recommend doing a treatment once a week for 6 to 8 weeks, and then do you have like a maintenance treatment after that, or do you actually continue to receive it once a week?
Yeah, they're going to have to continue to do it on a periodic basis, or the disease will come back. So we typically go to once a month is typically what they're going to be doing for the rest of their lives, once a month. Now, you know, they also have the side benefit that not only are they treating their eyes, but they're treating their entire body. Every cell in their body is getting treated, not just the eye cell. So it's very rejuvenating.
Yeah, that's a good point because when you do it, stir it intravenously in the blood, this doesn't go to the eye. It goes to the entire body. So it's kind of a way of rejuvenating all the cells. So we're coming up to another break on Healthy Vision. You're listening. This is Dr. Edward Kondrat, my guest is Dr. Frank Schellenberger. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about ozone in the treatment of eye disease, and Dr. Schellenberger is going to share with us other techniques that he's using to help folks with visual problems. So we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Do you have dry eyes, trouble with burning, itching, or focusing? Expensive dry eye drops not helping? Good news for your dry, sore, burning eyes. Dr. Condrit's new dry eye support can help. This special formulation contains plant-based omega oils, a proprietary blend of green food supplements, digestive enzymes, and other vitamins to help your dry eye problem. Order now and save 20%, and you will also receive the 1995 Alternative Treatments to Dry Eye webinar free. Call now to order 800-430-9328. Save 20% and you will receive his 1995 Alternative Treatments to Dry Eye webinar free. Call 800-430-9328. Don't delay. Begin now to improve your vision and your health. Call 800-430-9328. Save 20% and you will receive his 1995 Alternative Treatments to Dry Eye webinar free. 800-430-9328. This special limited to 3 per order. Offer expires December 31st. That's 800-430-9328. Call now.
Call Dr. Condrit for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrit is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of 3 best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrit to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
This is Dr. Edward Condrat. I recently finished a grueling backpacking trip with my friend Dr. Robert Rowan, editor of Second Opinion Newsletter. He is a nonstop walking, talking encyclopedia of natural healing. I learned more hiking with him than most of my medical meetings. I traveled from Tampa to join him on this trek in the high Sierras of California, incurring over $1,000 in expenses for this trip with airfare and investment in the latest camping equipment. But you can have the same experience by subscribing to Dr. Rowan's phenomenal newsletter. For only $39, you can have Second Opinion delivered right to your door each month. Call today and you will get 5 free special reports. Just call 800-791-3445 to subscribe. Please take advantage of this special offer. I guarantee you will not incur the aching muscles like I got. Call 800-791-3445 for your own copy today. Next year, I might stay at home and just read the Second Opinion.
Hi, I'm Chris Codinas, licensed professional counselor and owner of AHA Counseling AZ. If you are looking for a counselor who is a real person, who has been there and done that, and who has a sense of humor and is not afraid to use it, then I am the counselor for you. I'm eclectic in my approach, and I try to make counseling as fun as possible. To schedule an appointment, please give me a call at 480-772-2561. That's 480-772-2561. Hope to hear from you soon.
Evolution or creation? Darwin's theory of evolution is over a century old and is still held by some as sound philosophy. The Bible reveals that God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed life into his nostrils. Is this mere poetic verse or the factual account from our dim past? Did Charles Darwin leave us with a legacy, or are we ignoring divine declaration? You decide. Tune into Exploring God's Creation Sundays at 9 p.m. or visit creationproof.com. That's creationproof.com.
Visit us online at 1100kfnx.com.
This is Dr. Condrat here every Sunday evening to help you conquer your loss. And my guest this evening is Dr. Frank Schallenberger. We're talking about a very exciting topic, oxidative therapies, the use of ozone to improve your health and to improve your vision. And we both agree that it is just a wonderful therapy for those of you that have chronic eye problems, including macular degeneration. It's a way to reverse the process and improve your vision. Also, I wanted to mention that there has been really good results in the treatment of glaucoma.